It is the time to return to the timeless. And to inscribe in our hearts the fundamental truth of what is real and be loyal to that truth, because that is the difference between salvation and self-damnation. The truth, as all the ancient sages and all of the profound religious seers of all cultures and times and traditions have declared, is that there is one Almighty God, one absolute self, who is infinite, eternal, who is all and all-pervading, and who is the only and infinite intelligence. The only true power, and who is absolutely good. And because God is all that is real, and that anything else could only be a mere appearance, a mere illusion, a mere arising of a notion within the mind of that infinite intelligence, because nothing escapes that intelligence, nothing is beyond that intelligence. We could use the metaphor of the ocean, but this ocean of consciousness has no shore, no beach, no limit, no edge. There is nothing beyond or outside of the one absolute self. And therefore there has never been any creation. And therefore there cannot be any destruction. And therefore nothing can be lost, and there is nothing to be gained. But because that ocean of consciousness, that is absolute truth, does create waves, waves that produce the illusion of a cosmos, and within the waves are bubbles that seem to themselves to be individual consciousnesses. It is useful to pop whatever bubble of illusion is there and subside into the wave and allow the wave to subside into the ocean to realize fully the absolute glory of the self. Before that bubble is popped by time, and by the will of God, through a voluntary offering of oneself to that absolute being in service, in devotion, in union of love. And that is liberation in life. And that is the only good deed, the only commandment of God that we can fulfill that will bring goodness into the apparent world that has lost touch with that goodness. And through doing that, bring goodness back into the apparent world of time as it subsides back into the timeless, so that it can make that transition from its end to its eternal life and its new beginning with grace, with harmony, with joy, rather than with fear and with despair and with any sense of loss or lack or failure or damnation. But to do that, one must sacrifice all the criteria of the ego regarding what it should do, what it ought to do, what is right, what is good for it. It must sacrifice its own limited intelligence for the unlimited. And it is this letting go of the ego's own narratives, belief systems, attitudes, orientations, frames of reference, all of that that the ego takes to be its dearest possessions and that gives it its special identity. All of that must be dissolved into the will and the power and the intelligence and the presence and the light of God. And it is this sacrifice that really is a sacrifice only of anxiety and confusion and despair and fear and dead-end desires. It is only the sacrifice of futility for complete perfection and empowerment. So it is no sacrifice at all. And because it is our real nature that we are returning to, it happens spontaneously. And it happens at the moment it is meant to happen, when the heart opens and the illusions of the mind fall away. And there is a realization that one was never anything but this infinite ocean of consciousness that is nowhere and everywhere. And that this infinite self has little to do with the bodily, egoic self that the mind was obsessed with, and has no interest in its karma and all of the little things that the ego mind takes to be so important and so big and so necessary to keep thinking about, but can never figure out how to resolve its enigmas because it itself is its own problem because of its split nature and conflicting drives and incoherent layers of different vibrational frequencies that can never be harmonized. But once the ego bubble has been popped, and the one frequency, the one luminous, blissful light of the self becomes all that one is attuned to, then suddenly everything makes perfect sense and is easy and flowing and beautiful. And everything that the ego had been so concerned about becomes irrelevant and disappears from the mind. In fact, everything disappears from the mind except the presence of God as the self. And it is this state that is what we call Sahaja Samadhi or Sat Yoga. And once one becomes a satyogi, that power, that light, that joy, that goodness, that love, that inner peace becomes all-pervasive and imperturbable, and it emanates throughout the morphogenetic field of the world and brings blessings to all of those who are still seeking peace because they have not yet dropped their illusions, not yet silenced the false mind of the ego. And the energy that a satyogi emanates gives that power to all who seek it. And it is this work of giving the peace that we have received through going through that illusion of ego death into the deathless reality of our true nature. That is the work of the bodhisattva. That is the offering of compassion and of the key to release and relief and liberation to all who are still trapped within their illusory systems of belief. And so you can offer a vision, you can offer a role model, you can offer the vibrational frequency of peace and of joy and of love and of victory over illusion to all of those who feel defeated and lost. And just by abiding at the zero point in the supreme abode of God consciousness and living in that light of the self, in simplicity and in peace, serenity, and recognition of the self in all, one gives the miraculous gift of realization that is far more profound than anyone can even realize until all of its implications have been awakened. But this is the gift of immortality that frees one from the karma of having to come back into the illusion of a world of suffering, and to free all who are ready to graduate from this plane and abide at even higher levels and more intense realizations of the nature of God consciousness that transcend this plane of the cosmos. And it is in that transcendence that we meet the next level of our being with the awesome revelation of that which, whatever level of consciousness you are at now, cannot imagine the greatness of that which will unfold through your surrender. And it is that infinite beauty, that awesome realization of the presence of God in unimaginable immensity and intensity that will be the ultimate gift that will make all of the travails of the ego worthwhile and enable you to be a giver of such gifts to all. May you choose this moment to abide consistently as the self in the zero point that is both heart and third eye and absolute presence, until all of the sanskaras of the ego have been completely incinerated and no tendency to return to the illusion remains. May you stick with this one priority until it has been achieved and God consciousness retrieved from the unconscious, from the superconscious level, and all levels of being are united again as one. May you be the unifier of nirvana and samsara, of multiplicity and the absolute, and abide in that paradoxical dual nature of immanence and transcendence in perfect grace. This is the moment given by God for that attainment. And it will come very quickly and easily to those who give their entire mind and heart to the One Self. May you know the peace of mind that is never disturbed, because the mind has been completely given wholly to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Innermost Presence, in the zero point of absolute stillness. from which no ego thought ever arises. And may you know the peace sustained and developed through the body, through the vehicle, through the instrument within the illusory world, and to be in a flow state with the consciousness fully transcendent yet fully embodied, in which body and spirit are once again a unified whole. And may you know that supreme peace of the timeless, changeless presence that knows neither body nor world, but only the Self, the Absolute, the Infinite, the Beautiful, the Blissful Love and Light that is all-pervading, and abide eternally as that.